Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. I'd like to call your attention to the insert in the bulletin concerning the annual summer camping trip. There will be a slightly different version, apparently. It will be a time of hiking and fun, and followed by a Bible study. That is this coming Tuesday, July 28th at 9 a.m. And see Pastor or Mary Tomlinson for details. The deacons will be meeting today directly following this, directly following the luncheon today. And we will be meeting in the conference room. We will be having our monthly fellowship luncheon, this being the last Sunday of the month, and everyone's invited for good food and fellowship. And all activities which would normally follow the afternoon service at Pacific Hills Manor are canceled, and Deacon Joby Noriel will be leading that 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 117, verse 1. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let's begin our worship with hymn number 55, Come Christians, Join to Sing. Continue our worship now with hymn number 195, Look and Live.
Thank you.
Please stand now as we sing hymn number 313, Stepping in the Light.
Remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come into thy presence through Jesus, our high priest. We are so delighted to know that the Old Testament revealed to us through the Jewish nation the way to reach God. There was a high priest, there was an intercessory prayer. And now, Father, we who are Christians believe that Jesus took the place of the high priest, as the Bible said. And he is a high priest who takes our prayers into the presence of the divine God. Thank you, Lord, for that knowledge. We pray that as we praise your name, as we share the Bible that is going to be read in a few minutes, and as we explain the Bible to our lives so that we may have a different approach to life, that we may enhance our life not only by believing that Christ is our Savior of the soul, but also by following his steps so that we may be useful in thy kingdom and reflecting to others the peace, the joy, the compassion of our Jesus. So help us, O God, through the explanation of thy word to understand it well. And then, Lord, we do have missionaries across America and also missionaries across the world. And we pray that each one of them may have the peace of God and may have the joy of the Lord as they serve in different countries and in different environments. And Father, we soon will have missionary Avila coming to us. He has been already 3 years in the mission field in Costa Rica and is going to come in with his family to tell us about the labor in the Lord there. And we pray you bless us in August 9 in the evening when he comes and brings the news from the mission field. We thank you, Lord, for the people who are here in the auditorium, and we pray you bless them and touch their life. We thank you for those who are listening through the radio broadcast in KKMC, 880 AM. And we, Lord, thank you for the extended church who is listening over the internet across America, New York, New Jersey, Texas, Southern California, Northern California, and Ohio, everywhere that those people are listening to our broadcast. We pray, Lord, that this friendship and this love that we have together may continue and that they may grow in the word of the living God. We thank you, Lord, for providing for us a day like today where it's a fellowship day, the last day of the month, where we gather together after the service for luncheon. And we share our life and we talk together and share the joy of the Lord. Thank you, Father, for that opportunity. Thank you for those who have been baptized, Lord, and we remember now they have obeyed you in that step in their life, and now we pray that their life be fixed on you. Thank you, Lord, for our choir, who Sunday after Sunday provides the blessings of glorifying your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our Bible reading, our brother Blika, who was in the hospital not too long ago, about 2 weeks, with heart difficulties. Thank you that everything is over, and we will hear the voice of our man again reading the scripture. Thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, bless us with your presence. Bless us with the joy of the Lord. And may the scripture speak to us. And may we leave this place in a different way that we came in. Actually, I pray that we all leave this place with hope. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Philippians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1280. We will be reading Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision, for we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Blessed be the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have given us the scriptures so that we may know the truth and be able to distinguish truth from the error with which the world parades before us as truth every day. We thank you for your grace in drawing us to the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may know you and by your Spirit believe every word that you have inspired. We thank you for your mercy in revealing to us your holiness, so that through the sacrifice and righteousness of the Lord Jesus do we come into your presence to worship. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge as he comes to further explain the message from the scriptures today. Bless us here and on the radio and internet and tape and CD. Bless us with understanding that we may apply the truth to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?